Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1386, first written July 2nd, 2015. Luke 8, verse 8. Other seed fell into the good soil, and it grew up and produced a crop 100 times as great. And as he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." As Jesus tells the story of the farmer who sowed seed, a lesson not about evangelism, but listening and heeding what God says. He ended his point with this principle, "He who has ears, let him hear." That expression is used of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. He who has ears. I've never seen a person without ears. I've known some people who couldn't hear well and you had to shout at them. I've seen some people with little ears, big ears, cute ears, pierced ears, ears that stood out. Boxers are said to have cauliflower ears because they were punched so many times, but I've never seen a person who never had ears. I suppose it could exist. Jesus is using this as a point of reference. You have ears, use them. Listen to the Word of God. Some time ago, I was teaching a class at a congregation I was visiting. I was teaching about one of the parables. The word parable means to lay alongside of or to compare. It is to lay an unknown spiritual truth beside a known physical truth. I told a humorous story involving trying to pick out a ripe watermelon. I was trying to get the audience to understand that comparisons are part of life. Simply a funny story, and I went on to talk about one specific parable. The class lasted about 40 minutes. As soon as the class was over, a man approached me with a piece of paper. It was written instructions front and back on how to pick out a watermelon. There were several points on how to do it correctly. Not only did he share that with me, but in the few minutes between the class and the worship period, he read the whole thing to me. I was thankful and stuck the piece of paper in my pocket. I still have it today. It dawned on me that while I was teaching about the Lord's parable, this guy was writing out instructions about selecting watermelons. He never heard anything past my story. The parable that I shared was missed because he was busy making sure I knew how to choose a ripe melon the next time I went to the store. I wondered if anyone ever did that to Jesus. I wonder while he was teaching about the sower, if someone approached him afterwards and explained how important it is not to waste seed on thorny grounds or upon the roadway. Maybe a better way of casting seed would have been shown to Jesus. Maybe some farmer thought he'd best help this carpenter turned teacher understand these things. Then there is the parable of the shepherd who left the 99 sheep to go looking for the one lost sheep. I could see a shepherd explaining to Jesus that such a shepherd would need helpers because if he left 99, they would wander off too. And in all of this, the lessons are missed. The point is missed because someone feels compelled to correct the story or give helpful advice about how to do things better. All that got to me thinking about how I listen to others preach. There have been times I've taken notes of someone else for the sole purpose of preaching that very sermon myself. There have been times I was a critical listener, and I caught mannerisms and mistakes that bothered me. Then I think of the Lord's simple words, "He who has ears, let him hear." Maybe I've been no different than the watermelon man who wanted to help me out. We preachers spend a lot of time with younger preachers trying to help them and shape them into being better speakers, and maybe we ought to teach people how to be better listeners. Let him hear is what Jesus was after. It takes an open heart and mind to hear. Distractions, both externally and internally, can keep us from hearing. Outside noise, whether from crying babies, someone's phone going off, traffic down the street can distract us from being focused. More than that, the internal things such as worry, stress, running tomorrow's schedule through our minds can keep us from really listening. It seems that there's just a preparation that the preacher must engage in before he stands behind the pulpit, there ought to be a similar preparation by the listeners on the other side of the pulpit. Coming with a heart to hear, learn, grow, and be challenged takes some effort. Maybe it would help if we didn't fill our minds with things of the world, such as watching the news before we came to worship. Maybe if we listened to hymns in the car instead of the radio, it would help us be better listeners. Maybe if we just got up a tad bit earlier and had a real prayer, read a few verses, then we'd find ourselves in a mode to truly worship the Lord. Coming tired, stressed, busy is nothing more than a crowded heart that the parable warns about. Maybe it would help if I brought my Bible, took out a pen, and wrote down a few notes. Maybe it would help if on my way home we talked about the lesson, not from the standpoint of a critic, but much more from the standpoint of a listener. What did we learn from listening today? The greatest sermons are of no value if the audience doesn't hear. There's a physical side to this. The folks that run sound systems and mics must understand what they're doing. Those loud shrieks that come from the sound system scares everyone and it disrupts the flow of things. It is important that the congregation gets folks who know what they're doing behind all the buttons and equipment. That's one side of it. The other side is that the preacher must have something to say that the folks will listen to. Boring sermons coming from bored preachers only bores the audience. Plug it in, preacher. Get passionate about what you are doing. You're preaching the amazing word of God. Put thought and effort and time into your lesson. Make every lesson your best. Someone asked me the other day if I drank energy drinks on Sunday mornings. I told him no, I've never had one in my life. I then went on to say that I love to do what I do, and I love to preach. That alone gets me pumped up. The preacher must have something to say. The audience, he who has ears, let him hear. That applies not just to listening to sermon, but how we read the Bible. See yourself in those passages. Ask, what would I have done? Make it personal. Make it practical. Make it real. Make it a challenge in your life. Make it change your life. Listening ears. That's what the Lord is looking for. The Lord doesn't need a reviewer. The Lord doesn't need help. The Lord doesn't need instructions on how to sow. The Lord needs listening ears. Listen to the Lord. He has something to say. Thank you so much for listening.